Surah Dahr, central theme and relationship with the previous surah. This surah is the counterpart of Surah Qiyamah, the previous surah. It begins with the very subject on which the previous surah had ended. If the last four verses of the previous surah and the first three of the current surah are deliberated upon, one will realize that they dovetail into one another. Such an affinity is evident in all paired surahs. Examples can be seen in earlier surahs. The central theme of both surahs is the same. However, the nature of arguments and methodology of discussion are different in both. In the first surah, the day of judgment is substantiated by the chiding soul present within man. It is explained that the obvious requirement of he being blessed with the faculties of sight and hearing and with the awareness of good and evil is that a day of judgment come. On this day, those who had shown gratitude to God and fulfilled the obligations of His favors be rewarded, and those who took to disbelief by not fulfilling these obligations should be punished for their blindness. If this reward or punishment does not take place, it would mean that the grateful and the ungrateful are alike in the eyes of God. In some masahif, this surah is regarded to be Madinan. However, in my opinion, not even one verse of this surah was revealed in Medina, not to speak of the whole surah. The real criterion to judge whether a surah is Meccan or Medinan is its subject matter. In the forthcoming pages, an analysis of this subject matter and a tafsir of its verses will show that those who have regarded it to be Medinan have no grounds to hold their view. Analysis of the Discourse, Section 1, Verses 1 to 3. An allusion to an obvious reality regarding the creation of man, that for a certain period of time he was a non-entity. The Almighty took him out from the darkness of non-existence and granted him the light of existence. He created him from a drop of fluid, and after making this drop pass through various phases, fashioned it into a being who was able to hear and understand. The Almighty then, after making him aware of both good and evil, tests him as to whether he becomes grateful or ungrateful. Section 2, verses 4-22. A mention of the natural consequences of man being blessed with the awareness of good and evil. Then briefly, the grievous fate of people who do not value this blessing of the Almighty and adopt the path of disbelief is mentioned. This is followed by a mention of the great reward which people will be blessed with. People who were thankful for this blessing and spent their life keeping in view the fact that they will be held accountable for their deeds. Section 3, verses 23-28. An exhortation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show perseverance and disregard the demands and objections of the disbelievers and the ingrates. He should repose his trust in God who revealed the Quran to him. He will help him in every difficulty. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is urged to seek patience and perseverance through the prayer and through remembering God. The real ailment of the disbelievers is that they do not have the courage to sacrifice the immediate gains of this world for the deferred gains of the hereafter. To conceal this ailment, they are fabricating various objections against the hereafter, even though it is absolutely clear to them that it is certain to come, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning them of its advent. It is not at all difficult for God to create them again, just as He created them the first time. Section 4, verses 29-31. A warning is sounded to the adversaries of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the latter's responsibility is just to make people aware of this warning. It is for them to benefit from it or to reject it. Once he informs them of this warning, he will have fulfilled his responsibility. God has a definite law as per which he guides people. According to this law, only those people who pay heed to his warnings will be worthy of guidance. Those who will not be worthy of it and will remain adamant in their disbelief will become the fuel of hell. Every act of the Almighty is governed by his knowledge and wisdom. Text and translation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نضرة وسرورا وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا ودانية عليهم ظلالها وظللت قطوفها تذليلا ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا ويطوف عليهم بلدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا عاليهم ثياب سندس خضر واستبرق وحلوا أساور من فضة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأسيلا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما. In the name of God, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Has there passed over man a period of time when he was a thing not worthy of mention? We have created man from a drop of mingled fluid. We continue to turn it over until we made him capable of hearing and seeing. We showed him the path. It is now up to him to be grateful or ungrateful. We have prepared for the disbelievers chains and yokes and a blazing fire. But the loyal, they indeed will drink cups of wine flavored with camphor, a spring near which these servants of God will drink and take out its channels wherever they want. They used to keep their vows and remain fearful of the day whose horror will spread far and wide. And used to give food to the poor, the orphan, and the captive, in spite of being in need of it. Their motivation being, we are feeding you for God only. No reward do we desire from you, nor gratitude. We dread from our Lord a day harsh and cruel. So God saved them from the affliction of that day, and bestowed them with freshness and joy, and as reward for being patient, gave them paradise. And robes of silk. They will be reclining in it on thrones and will fear neither the heat of the sun nor the cold of the winters. The shades of the orchards of paradise will bow down over them and the clusters of their fruits will be within their easy reach. And dishes of silver and goblets of crystal will be passed around them. The crystal will be of silver which they will have very aptly arranged. And they will be given to drink another wine flavored with the spring of Zanjabil. This is a spring therein called Salsabil. And they will be attended by boys who will never grow old. When you see them, you will think that they are pearls scattered about. Wherever you look, you will see great favors and a grand kingdom. Their outer garments will be of green silk and brocade. And they will be made to wear bracelets of silver, and their Lord will give them pure wine to drink. Indeed, this is the reward of your deeds, and your effort has been accepted. We alone have revealed this Quran to you in an elaborate manner. So with perseverance, wait for the judgment of your Lord, and pay no heed to any sinner or ingrate among them. And remember the name of your Lord from dawn to dusk, and also prostrate yourselves before Him in the night, and glorify Him till late at night. These people only love this transient world and ignore a burdensome day that is to come. We alone created them and strengthened their joints, and whenever we intend, we will replace them in exactly the same form they are in. This is a reminder. So, whoever wishes, he should take the path of his Lord, and you will not desire until God desires. Indeed, God is all-knowing, wise. He admits into His mercy whomever He wishes, and for the wrongdoers He has prepared a grievous punishment.